UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And people, the title of today's show was I Lied. And the reversal of energy is the reason I lied, but I'll make it clear to you as the show goes on. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
It's a good day. Any day I can wake up and what?
Coming in hot.
Does this sound good, bad? Do I sound terrible?
No, you sound good. I just coming in hot. Oh, okay. I had the levels a little wonky, so you sounded echoey.
Oh, okay.
I think we're good now.
Well, any day I can wake up and put my Reds gear on is good. The Reds won 5 straight, so that's fun. Watched, you know, the Yankees kind of pissed down their leg last night, and we come back 3-0, top of the ninth, so that was nice.
Be on the lookout for Cam Maven moving up the Yes Network schedule.
Hey, yeah, I know. You need to call him and ask him about what happened there. Like that. Listen, their closer got to be fired.
It's funny you say that
because that was pathetic.
It's funny. It's an appreciation day, Steve. We have a lot of appreciation days. Isn't that funny? Yeah. Seems like every day is appreciation day. Here's the thing, Steve. You know what came across my Twitter feed?
What's that?
When Derek Jeter and the manager came out to see Mariano Rivera off. Uh-huh. You remember his last game? They came out, you know, together.
Yeah.
And he's crying. And then I'm just like, do y'all realize how long the Yankees had the final ending on lockdown?
Oh, yeah.
Like, how many years was it just like, dun, 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 dun? When he came out there, it was like, damn. Mariano just closing out the show.
Like wild thing.
Yeah, I know. It's like, can you imagine just having the comfort of having a closer like that?
Yeah.
You know, game after game, hundreds of games.
I'm watching last night, and I'm like, okay. Walked first batter. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, yeah, you know, Reds are, you know, they won 4 straight. Tampa Bay, you got some there. You know, you're like, all right, whatever. You know, 4 straight, we're getting it. Go to New York. I'm like, yeah, if they could take one, that'd be cool.
Nick, you feel like grabbing a hot water, please? Thank you.
Yeah. Hurry up.
See, coming over the top with that.
Yeah.
I'm turning Steve's mic off for the duration of it, though.
Well, you never have the settings working worth a piss anyway, so you might as well.
Okay, so. But yeah, so you did your Reds thing.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah, walked the dude. Then I'm like, oh, yeah, hit a guy. Base hit up the middle. Oh, yeah. Hit another guy.
Game over. Go home. Good night.
Jonathan India. I did have another appreciation moment, too, last night watching some baseball.
I'm listening.
How good their eye is. Okay.
Umpires?
No. Baseball players. Just
batters?
No.
Oh, I'm listening.
Fielders. Okay. Right? So, bottom of the ninth, Aaron Judge up first, you know, strike him out. Get a guy on base. Next play, Jonathan India, you know, tap up, gets it. Umpire calls him safe, right? I mean, bang, bang.
Yep.
Bang, bang play. They show, like, immediately, they show Jonathan India, and he looks at the, he looks at the shortstop. He's like, he's out.
Yep. Just challenge.
Yeah. He's like, it's over. They challenge this. Like, I mean, he's out. I mean, and it was like,
yeah,
right. Slow-mo. Yeah, but just watching him just so easily just say, like, just calm as can be.
Challenge.
Like, it's over. Like, I got him. You know, and this is a guy who's getting the ball, firing this ball from second behind, you know, 3 feet behind second, all the way to first. Perfect throw, can tell. Bang, bang.
But you
gotta
think, too, when he threw that ball, he was looking at that foot.
I know.
So, I know. He fired it, basically just I'm just staring at your feet.
Just immediately, that boom, ball's in. He looks at shortstop. He's out.
Like, let's get on out of here.
We're done.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry.
Appreciation moments.
Yeah.
This morning. I don't know how to start this. I'll start it with the title. I'll start it with big picture. There's a lot of reasons for me to say, here it comes. There's a lot of reasons for me to say that, you know, I lied.
That took long enough.
And when I say lied, it was like it wasn't intentional. It just happened. So Steve, earlier in the week, you know, little fan base, you know, chat, you know, just conversation, got a little inner fighting feeling, you know, just a little something, you know, got under everybody's skin a little bit, right? And then you and I did the things. I'm not arguing, you know. Hey, I take on enough problems with the rivalry, and I'm not doing any in-house stuff, and you know, and all that good stuff, Steve. Right? You called me this morning, and you just had a perspective, a little bit of a perspective adjustment, and I was able to tell you that I went full tilt perspective adjustment. So, Steve, Appreciation Day. I drove. I came here, and I was going to do a last-second attempt at grabbing some Starbucks, right? Just a last-second attempt at grabbing some Starbucks. Only if I would have turned the corner and it was like one car up there, you know, then I would have tried it, right?
Yeah.
But something happened. Ooh, the perfect thing happened, Steve.
I'm listening.
So McDonald's is to my right. I'm at the light. Everybody knows this four-way I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, the theater's right in front of you. I got my signal on to turn left. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. The main four-way on the Louisville campus.
Yeah.
I turn left, Steve. As I'm driving up the street.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. You know where I was confused?
I'm listening.
I jump out at that one at the sack. So when you said Starbucks.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
I'm sorry. Now I'm with you.
I'm driving. Oh, yeah, I'm Third Street drive-through Starbucks.
Sure. Okay. Great one, too. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's why I was like, I kept looking at you side-eyed.
Yeah, if this one had a drive-through,
No, it doesn't. Right. You were making the right choice.
Okay. So, Steve, I take that right as I'm driving. I can see down the road 150 yards. Mm. This is a wrap.
Mm.
Seeing that train
means
it's over.
It's over. Especially on Floyd.
Which forces Marcus to make a detour.
Mm, okay.
So I pull into the
Planet Fitness Keeber Center.
I turn into the Planet Fitness Keeber Center.
Ooh.
Now, Steve, I know I got everybody's attention, and I know everybody's on the hook.
Kenny Payne was outside putting. He was outside putting.
In that little patch of grass.
He's like, Kenny.
He was working on his.
Kenny, Coach Payne, what are you doing?
He's was like, working on.
Marcus, you know I don't give a crap about this team or this university. Come on, get my putt out.
Gotta work that, keep that left arm stiff.
You know that little strip of grass, Steve, right in front of the Keeper Center? Not only was he working on his chip shot.
I knew I would do it. I knew it.
They were gambling.
I knew it.
They were dropping hundreds. They were dropping hundreds right in front of the Planet Fit. Listen.
Just people you'd never seen before.
They had a cooler out there.
Oh, man.
It was crazy.
I knew it. I knew it. He's like, you're like, Kenny, aren't you supposed to be out recruiting? He's like, I mean.
Hey, they going to come, but they not, Mark.
I mean, you know.
It's not my job.
If not, I'll drive down the street and get a couple of these high school players. Whatever, you know. I ain't really worried about this.
Heard there's a nice prospect over there at Manual Middle School. They were dropping hundreds, and Nolan was out there.
Oh, yeah.
And listen.
I don't know. Nolan, I think Nolan probably takes it too serious. Nolan was probably like, guys, let's go in. You know, and they're like, no.
But here's the problem. Nolan did look like he was trying to wrap things up.
Yeah.
And then Danny Manning.
Danny Manning come out with a fat stogie.
Yes. And so you drove by there?
No, I just know that's what they've been doing this whole time.
No, listen, Danny Manning, he was like, hey, maybe you want one of these steaks?
He was grilling.
Danny was grilling again.
But he was smoking. I bet he was smoking.
Oh, he had the cigar. Oh, no doubt. Listen, he had the little beer right on the side.
Hey, maybe you want more your shakes?
Hey, come here, my boy. Let me tell you about the Kansas. You know, back when I was at Kansas.
Yeah.
You know, he threw me the ball, and I dunked on him, and I told him, you can't stop me, young punks.
Of course, I'll say it so you didn't get in trouble.
Josh
was outside. Josh was like, guys,
listen, a little ways up.
I hope the police don't drive by.
No, Steve. That's what he said at first.
Okay.
But then.
Danny, that's a propane grill. Listen, can you please put that thing out?
Listen, Josh and Stephanie were on the cornhole.
Oh. God, I forgot about Stephanie. She's in there now.
Josh and Stephanie were on the cornhole. It was Reese, Josh, Stephanie, and I forget, somebody else. They were just on the cornhole. And they were having a blast, man.
That's what they were doing today.
I'm glad I rode by. Steve.
He's like, they'll get some workouts in.
Steve.
Yeah.
There was a million cars over there.
Was there?
And not a soul was in the parking lot, Steve.
Really?
You looked. Okay. You know how you can see into the hallway?
Yeah. Steve, you can tell when somebody's working in the gym if you go up there.
Steve,
you know what you're looking at.
They're over there working.
Are they?
They over there working their ass off.
How about that?
They're over there working their ass off right now, Steve.
My God. I never would have thought it.
9 in the morning. Listen, it's the old military commercial. Just they've done more before 9 a.m. than most people do all week.
Wow. Isn't that something? It's almost like they think they got a little bit of a team.
I mean, Steve, and then you see that environment, and then you see like Jody Demling with reports.
Yeah. Speaking of Jody Demling, I might go to Peach Jam next week. I'm really thinking about it. If I do, I'm going to get on here every day and just go live from there.
That's cool. What?
Sorry.
Okay, I won't detail it, right? But I'll just say
Jody said all those.
Right. I mean, when you look at that's my guy. You should have waved at him. Listen.
Probably left the baby in.
There's eight of them now.
We're gonna talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Okay, Jody. Yep.
Jody, you know, reporting on relationships with 2023s.
Oh, yesterday, two come out, 5 stars. While Kenny Payne's just...
Wait, say that again?
Jamari Phillips yesterday, 5-star, said he's developing an amazing relationship with Kenny Payne and that he can't wait to get to Louisville.
5-star?
Yeah, but we're not in with any of them, so...
Okay, so then this is what happened, Steve. I have all that yesterday. Right, right.
I need that. I need that. I need a putting sound just for every time when we talk about something Kenny Payne did good. Just
or just the one of them Tiger Woods.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's what we need. We need a golf sound, just a yeah, they, like you hit the ball, ping, you know, like a,
all right. And with the crowd going, oh
yeah. Just Kenny Payne out there.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So in there. So okay. So this is all my last 24 hours, Steve, mm-hmm. of just like a total reversal of I'm not arguing with people, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah,
but can we get a little crowd gasp or crowd reaction?
Yeah, I mean that was good, but it's not perfect. I need. That was good. That might have been better.
No, that was a good shot. You could just tell he hit it flush.
Yeah, that was good.
So here's the thing, and I'm gonna give you all these items put together
because I don't know. I don't know. I'm curious where you're going.
And I'm okay. Five stars, you know. And you and I are gonna sit in here like, hey, we told you so. Train. Okay, you got to do the practice when it sounds.
That's pretty awesome.
By yourself.
That's pretty awesome.
I'll
right
take
there.
That one. I'll take
the heartbeat. That was pretty cool. That what was Tiger Woods? Or you line it up and
oh yeah, we start shaking a little bit. Yeah,
that was awesome. That was a great idea.
Pretty cool.
Okay, you know the last 24 hours of why I lied. Mm-hmm. Okay, and again, I'm adding in what I did this morning. Just going over there and saying, dude, they're animals. They're animals. Okay.
Texter says a million cars at the Planet Fitness Center, not a soul in Starbucks, which was your original destination.
It's not funny.
They got you. It was good.
I'm just now,
accept it.
Now I'm sitting here drinking water provided by Nikki the Boot. He probably put a baby.
Slowly.
In.
Yeah.
One of those little evil babies.
I feel like he's got something. He's acting weird about those babies, dude.
We'll okay. Get to that. Okay. Yeah, listen, yeah. I don't want to lose my train of thought. We'll get to that.
You got something to do with that. Just how awkward he gets.
Okay. So here's the thing. All this put together, Steve, you know, the five-star reports. Every time one of these things come out, you and I have our moments to say, you see what I'm saying? And instead of us being more relaxed, we get more agitated, right? Let me tell you what I'm by myself. I may or may not have been on the phone. If I was on the phone, I apologize to whoever I was on the phone with. If you're listening to this, somebody heard me snap out, right? Just lose my cool for about 10 minutes, right? You want to know what made me lose my cool?
I'm listening.
I'm on the phone, I think. I'm on Twitter. So I wasn't really on the phone. I was just, you know how the phone be on.
So you were driving, talking, and scrolling.
No. I wasn't driving.
It's a great endorsement.
I was at home.
Okay.
I was in my kitchen.
Okay.
I was in my kitchen.
I thought you meant there.
No, the phone was just, on or whatever. But I was scrolling.
That was terrible. So you were drinking, scrolling, and talking.
And driving. Okay. So, Steve, I scrolled. You know what jumped across my timeline?
Listen.
Actually, I want to play the sound.
Okay.
And I'm going to do it right from my phone, Nikki. So don't even worry about it, okay? It's not going to take long. We'll go to my profile.
That's perfect.
Okay.
I swear, man. To be this, such a jackass, he pulls
Steve.
Just this the best thing.
This
out.
Is what I heard, Steve. Okay.
Aw, shucks.
Listen.
Chad Kloeckel just took up all that space. Pull up game. Oh, that's good. Samodovich on the drive, kicks it outside. Jones for three, and he cans it. I don't know. Maybe he's enjoying his snack.
You see, he didn't bring a snack back for us. I'll tell you that. He had the first 5 minutes.
Oh, nice. Hezzy. Nice bucket. Carlique Jones.
Spark their offense.
I watched Carlique Jones with a stat line. 17 points. Mm-hmm. 7 for 7 from the floor. 2 of 2 from the 3-point and 5 assists. Steve, that sent me through the roof. Because you know why? It went back to Radford Warrior, Carly Jones. I said, you can't watch that with your own two eyes and say, hey, that can work anywhere. Right? So add that to what else is going on. Okay, now we have our God, like it, Steve, we were teased for 4 months straight about the Carly Jones.
Yeah.
Endlessly. You know, oh God, Coach Carly Jones, we're supposed to be, who are we supposed to be? Shut up, relax, he can play. This kid's a point. He can play the point. Okay? Now, I don't mean to spike the ball, but this is important, you know, because y'all are going to have to acknowledge that Steve and myself were on a crazy island by ourselves with Carly Jones.
Just not to mention it was David Johnson who he's playing.
Yeah,
Look, we were also like, well, we still got David Johnson.
Yeah, but. Okay, you're right. Right. Well, he didn't do much. You know, like that kind of stuff, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, couple that with. And here's this was the haymaker. This was the haymaker. I went back and watched the introductory press conference with Nolan Smith and Kenny Payne. Right? Nolan Smith, Kenny Payne, introductory press conference. When you go back and listen to that, I don't care who you are if you're a Louisville fan. I don't care what your political beliefs is, what your program believes it, anything, Steve. Mm-hmm. If you listen to Kenny Payne say, when he's asked the question, why Nolan? You know,
yeah.
The first question, why Nolan?
Yeah.
When did you think Nolan was a good fit? We've been grooming him since he's been 2 years old.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Steve, we've been grooming him from the time he was 2 years old. He came out of Louisville as one of the best players in the country. He was asking coaches questions as a young man, as a child. Mm-hmm. He was inquisitive about the sport. He gave an entire timeline. He went to go play for one of the best coaches in history. He went, you know.
Two. He played at Oak Hill, too. Steve Smith.
Okay. Keep on going. Mm-hmm. Duke, assistant coach. I called him. He was ready to come here. Perfect time. The second question Nolan Smith asked is he's like, I can feel the fear on the recruiting trail. The whispers. I can hear the whispers of when I walk into a room. That's Louisville. That's Nolan Smith. He felt the change instantly. His next statement is, I'm just ready to go to work. I'm just ready to go to work. Wolf. You know, like,
yeah.
Just total. I listen, my sister sent me a clip of my dad saying he wants to coach here. One day, we've had all these people talk about how they'll do anything to have a real Louisville person in position, a real, you know, hey, you don't like the outside presidents or ADs or all this other stuff. You've been mad at the program since Rick got here. You've had every reason to hate on Louisville.
Yeah.
You get a day where it eliminates any reason for you to hate on Louisville with Kenny Payne saying, what are coaching qualifications? It has to be about the kids. It has to be about this school, first and foremost. Has to be about the families, the kids, and okay, what are you going to do outside of the basketball stuff? Make sure these alumni, you know, make sure that all the brothers, you know, make sure the state, the city, the state, want to bring it all together. I want to bring together the state, the city, the alumni. I want to bring it. I watched the whole thing, Steve.
I know.
And it's like, okay, if you experience that and 3 months later you're saying, oh, well, he missed on this guy. And like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And again, that's just Kenny Payne. and Nolan Smith. Don't even, like, you don't even have to get to all the other additions.
No.
To the University of Louisville before you say, okay, he has earned more respect already than what you're giving him.
Yeah.
With the, before I even coach a game.
Yeah. Yeah, before you even have one result to look at. And the thing is I mean, if we're really talking, I mean, he's not even really lost a high school recruit yet. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like he's really not went head-to-head and just lost a high school kid yet. And it just, it blows me away.
Yeah, he actually, if you phrase it the right way, he hasn't lost a head-to-head battle.
Yeah, I mean, I just, I
like if it got down, like, Hunter didn't get down between Louisville and, you know, and he had five choices. He just, 45, I'm talking about Hunter, allegedly.
Yeah.
45, 35, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45
No, he was the one who went to Gonzaga, yeah.
Hunter went to where? Where did Hunter go?
Texas.
75, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45. Yeah. Sold to just, the Texas Longhorns.
It just baffles me, though. Like, I really, and this is why I say I don't want to do the argument anymore.
After I saw that, yeah. I said, you know what? I'll frontline him.
Yeah, I know. I know. And that's fair. I'll
thin out the herd.
Yeah.
I'll start pointing out all the hypocrisy of the way you treat Kenny Payne versus the way you treat another coach. Yeah. I will start pointing it out. Look, I'll frontline it.
I mean, we were losing football games left and right, and it was, hold on now. And it's like, but we're ready to – there are people that are ready to just jump down Kenny Payne's throat. I'm like, he hasn't even coached the game.
Starting him off on a hot seat in 3 months.
Like, I heard it said at one point, it's like, well, I thought Kentucky got Dillingham, and it's like, well, I thought that's what Louisville would be doing. Well, Jesus Christ, he's been on the he's been on the job for 3 months. And you're already getting talked about amongst five stars all over the place. When's the last time you heard a five star? Was Sam Williamson? A five star player say, oh yeah, Louisville's now you've got five stars everywhere. Like, yeah, no, Louisville. I mean, Jody Demling was at our colleague, Jody Demling of the Cardinal Insider. and
think about this. Yeah. Think about this, Steve. We're 2 years removed from being number one in the country, right?
Yeah.
And here's the thing. If we're number one in the country and you read that Coach Mack is looking at a 6'8" three-star – or 6'9" three-star. What's the guy's name from the island?
Fred King.
King. If you say a 6'10" and a half three-star project Fred King under Mac, you're kind of like, oh, okay. You know, now this is how the rules have changed. If Kenny Payne said three-star project Frederick King. Oh, my God. Three-star? Really? Three-star? Really? The rules are changing, you know? Mm-hmm. When you talk about the Caleb Glenn with Mac, they were already saying, he's just getting him because he's local. Because we were like, damn, Mac, you know, you locking him in. Mm-hmm. He just got him because he's local. Kamari Lands. Oh, he just like Louisville, you know, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like it wasn't it's not a big deal under Mac. You know, he didn't get props for it. And Kenny Payne is not getting props for it, you know, for keeping the players. Mm-hmm. So you're going through that and you're like, okay, I'm not letting you rig the game with me standing on the sideline.
Right. And I would say this, like Texter says, you realize you're catering your show to a tiny minority. It makes the fan base look bad, acting like the entire fan base is melting. Well, speak up then. Speak up then. Because the tiny minority is all over Twitter, is all over the message boards, is all in the media.
When national people chime in, or when they look at our boards, or when they see Louisville sports trending, and they let me click on what's going on in Louisville, they hear that minority, all if you say so, all over your Twitter, all over your social media, which is a thing.
Yeah.
Which is a thing. We'll take a quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. Let me take one quick second to remind everybody that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one can have. If you agree with that sentiment, the DFH company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at DFHcompany.com. Look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 939 Studios. For that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home, again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Your text.
They're going to bombard Nick. Oh.
I feel like a child, man.
Nick, you got to pull that down so I can unmute it.
Yeah, pull it down.
Sorry.
There you go. Okay, so Steve, reinvigorated Appreciation Day. I had another little moment yesterday. By the way, it's a whole lot of Florida license plates over there.
Oh yeah, you know what? Can I say something really quick about that? Is it just me? I need help on the text line. Is it just me? And maybe it is. But has anybody else been seeing like a massive amount of the Tennessee Titan, Tennessee license plate? I'm seeing like one or two a day.
I have seen a couple.
It's got the little, it looks like it's blue, yep, and it's got the Tennessee little, stars, yep. You know, in the middle. And I'm seeing like one or two of these a day.
Steve, I would participate in that conversation, but you're not allowed to say Tennessee right now in my world. Nikki, you want to know what Steve said to me yesterday?
Uh-oh, I'm listening.
I was talking about Nashville and talking about some things and, you know, just a few things. And you know how Steve, like, you know, it's cute. He's adopted Tennessee as like his other, you know, his other stomping ground and stuff like that.
It's in a battle with Orlando right now, actually.
So all of a sudden, Steve is trying to, we were on the phone yesterday, and he's trying to teach me about Nashville landscape. And I'm like, excuse you?
I used the word Batman building. And I was like,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So I told Marcus, of course you do, Nikki, of course you do.
So I told Marcus, I said, the Batman building. And I said, do you know what the Batman building is?
We named the Batman building. I was in Tennessee before there was a Batman building. My goodness. Nikki, you can grab that. So here's the thing. Appreciation time. Appreciation moment. Actually, before I go full appreciation, we need to take that. Okay, call us.
Somebody said they think they switched the plate design. The state. That would make sense.
It just stands out now.
Because you don't pay attention to, like, you know, you see Tennessee plates up and down 65 and stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that's it. That might be it.
Appreciation time.
Okay.
I don't know if we've had him on the day show, but Nikki, we got like a Florida State version of Marcus and Steve, right?
93.9 The Knoll.
Yeah. Like, but he, you know, he's just on YouTube, right? Florida State head.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Delivery driver agrees with me. Okay. So I'm not going crazy.
Florida State super head, right?
Yeah.
So here's the thing, Nikki. I like talking to him and I don't like talking to him. Because when we chat back and forth or when we jump on the YouTube channel, he doesn't even realize how condescending his tone is when he makes references to Louisville or football or, you know, like he's well-versed. He knows his football, he knows the landscape. He just, you know, he's just a dude that loves ACC football and Florida State. So he knows everything, right? He doesn't mean it. I don't think he means it. But, I mean, when I argue with him about Stoops, this goes back years, you know. Hey, man, listen, they got it. You know, they got a couple dudes in the right positions, but you don't want Stoops taking over the Florida State program, you know. And he's just kind of like, I mean, but, you know, that's coming from a Louisville guy, you know, like kind of like you don't really know about, but, you know, it's kind of like, oh, you know, like, whoa, slow down, player, you know. But I feel him. He's a traditional, you know how sometimes we get about our 80 and 86 championship. It's like, sometimes we say it like that's just yesterday, you know? Like what do you know? We win championships every
right.
year. He talks like that. It's like, dude, we've been smacking y'all around for the last 7 out of 10 years, you know? But in his brain, Charlie Ward still is quarterback. You know what I'm saying? He's won this year. We're gonna clean. That's how Tennessee is. Tennessee, one quarterback away from winning the SEC. Every year.
Well, they got the number one guy coming in, not this season, but next season.
Right.
Overall, yeah.
But they
quarterback, not running backs. He's going to Louisville. Just want to clear that up.
Wait, who is the number one guy?
The number one quarterback?
Yeah.
Nico, I can't remember his last name. It's like, I don't want to butcher it, but it's.
Oh, okay.
Who's the number one running back?
Some Owens kid?
Nick only goes by on three.
Yeah, they have him like barely in the top 25. Yeah. I think he's like 24.
Our Florida State guy, Nikki.
He's fifth in Texas. Our Florida State guy.
Nikki, he's doing a show. I chime in on the show. I'll see you on the 16th. You know, just a little chat room, you know, dig in. He had a nice little packed room, you know. See you on the 16th. You know, when you're doing a live, it kind of takes you a while to catch up on some of the comments.
Right. So coming in like take your tape.
Right. So I'm sitting around cleaning up, you know, doing some things around my house, but I got it, you know, going through the speaker system, you know, whatever. So then all of a sudden he says, "Hey, May for the Ville," and I kind of like, you know, turn to listen, and he's like, "Hey, man, what y'all doing up there?" You know what I'm saying? And you know, now he got my attention. He's like, "Hey, man." And I was telling Steve about this. He said, "Hey, man, whatever y'all doing, man, I want in on it, man. You got to let me know what's going on. I know you got the inside, man." Hey, listen, I was telling Steve, I never heard him sound so humble in his life. Okay? So imagine somebody you know you've been arguing with, you know, for years, and they just carried a superiority, you know, like I said, passive-aggressively superior. And just to hear him like, "Hey, man." And then he's like, and y'all got that offensive line the other day, man. He's like, man, you got to tell me what y'all got going on up there. You know, and he just, you know, he was kind of, you know, exasperated, you know, just kind of saying, I was, boy. So then, of course, laughing emoji. "No, nah, man, don't laugh, man. Seriously, man, I want to know what y'all doing up there." So I left that conversation like, "You damn right we doing something up here." I'm like, now I want to play some football. Then you go back to, "Don't embarrass me, man," because I want to get right. Okay, listen. So now we got to have this question, or we got to have this conversation. Where did these babies come from? Not where do babies come from.
I'm still figuring that one out.
Where did these babies come from? Okay, I'm assuming, does everybody know what the baby situation is or on 93.9?
The current number is at 7.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, who knows this about this or not?
Okay, explain.
I haven't heard it being talked about, but I haven't really listened to anything. Like I said, a lot of times in the summer, I just listen to music and stuff while I'm working out. But because again, I know what the summer is around here, around the city. I say it every year. It's just 101 reasons why Louisville can't succeed at whatever they're going to play next. But I come in here. Sorry, I listened to you, Nick, on my way home.
Thanks.
But there's a baby. A little baby laying here, like a little toy baby. Looks almost like, Nick said, almost like one of the king cake babies. But I'm like, why is that there? And then I go to the back, and there's one on the table back there. And then, so now I'm like, what's the deal with this?
And they're like, they're naked babies.
Yes, just butt naked babies.
Yeah.
And so then I asked somebody, and they're like, yeah, there's one in the other studio too. Jack's like, yeah, it messed our whole 5 o'clock hour up yesterday. People trying to figure it out. And I'm like, for real? And then I'm like, I go in there, and there's two on Drew's desk.
No, there's four.
There's four.
One of them black.
Drew, somebody trying to tell you. No, but seriously, where did these babies come from?
We have a theory.
No, I feel like you know.
And here's the thing.
Everyone keeps going to me.
Before you even get your explanation, you tell everybody what was my immediate reaction.
Oh, get it out of here.
Because it's a delegate. This is, I don't know if this is delegation centric.
No.
But I'm like, hey, I don't know who did that. Where that came from, but get it out of here.
Yeah, I don't need somebody's voodoo cursed baby.
You remember that
sitting?
You remember
here.
That
soccer, bad juju?
You remember that soccer video where that guy put something down there in front of the goal?
Yeah,
and then the guy like took it or something and ran away with. He chased him like his life depended on it too. And then he scored right after that, right after he removed it.
Well, it was some sort of like talisman or something like that. It was supposed to be bad luck
or good luck or
Right.
Okay, so now we're listening.
So the current baby total, one in the 680 studio, one in the 93.9 studio, one back on the conference room table, one in the break room table. That's four. Three babies. No, four babies. Oh, God, we're up to eight. Four babies on Diener's desk, one of them black. So we have eight total babies, seven Caucasians, one African American.
Why do you have to divide the babies? Racial identity.
Well, because as a diehard liberal,
were you checking the genders of the babies as well?
I couldn't really tell on that.
Oh, okay, so
I'm guessing they're all gender fluid.
The one thing we know is that they can be black, but not have a gender.
You didn't see gender, but you went after color.
Well, that was way easier to tell. But
wait, what?
So we have eight. We have eight gender fluid babies.
Let me guess.
Seven Caucasian, one of them black.
Let me guess. Let me guess. It was very easy for you to jump on Kenny Payne all summer. Just something I can't put my finger. Something I don't like about it.
Something stands out about one baby on Diener's desk.
I can't put my finger. Okay.
Why did Diener get the black baby though?
Why did the black?
That's
baby,
a question.
Why is it getting singled out in your storytelling?
Well, why does
why does it matter that the skin complexion of the baby? Nick, you keep on digging. Keep on digging.
Lord.
Delegation.
Well, I didn't realize. I didn't realize king cakes came with other races of babies.
Good pivot.
As far as I can... Oh, God, yeah. I am Lamar Jackson right now. The pocket has collapsed. I'm just trying to pick up a couple yards.
Tell us where these babies came from.
Bro, I have no idea.
Are they from the king cake?
Why? They look like king cake babies.
Someone
who's never had a king cake, but from what I've heard...
Why are they getting dispersed among the studios?
I have no idea.
Do you feel like they're good luck or bad luck?
Yes. I don't know. I think they are what you make of them. But why does Diener have all of them on his desk? So either if they're good luck, someone really likes Diener. If they're bad luck, someone really hates Diener.
They probably pissed Diener off, and then people just started flinging them on his
desk. Or were people finding the babies throughout the studio and, like you said, just tossing them on the VP's desk like it's your problem, VP. Like, Andy's on vacation. You figure out the baby problem.
He's not on vacation, is he?
Well, he's back today. But okay. he was on vacation for a few days.
Maybe.
Eight babies right now. We have eight babies, and they're multiplying by the second. We're finding babies throughout.
Yeah, they're not.
These babies are obviously from a Catholic family.
Well, there's not a baby in this studio right now.
No, that baby is now in the producer room, which I haven't done a full combing of the producer room. There might be another baby in there.
And I will do a sweep.
This is terrifying.
I will do a sweep every day.
We think it's process. That's our current. Jack brought this up.
Process is in Cincinnati, isn't
he? He made a visit last week. Now, let's be honest.
The baby hadn't been here for today's first day I saw it.
I don't know. We're all a bunch of dudes. This could just be one of those things we just started noticing them.
No, I want to know what's happening with the Fabio situation.
I think you'll hear something in the next week or two. But I would see a baby right in front of me.
Yeah, that's true.
Right here.
When was Cooper in here last?
I didn't know Cooper was in here.
He visited Monday.
Okay.
Damn, maybe it was Cooper. Scotty D did the show Monday. Maybe Scotty D's dropping babies all over the place.
Somebody said the babies represent each of you in the building? Question mark. How do you...
Whoa.
You pointing out the lack of diversity in the office?
So yeah, pretty much.
Jordan Peele in studio filming?
I got...
that new movie's got looks good.
What is it?
Nope. It's called Nope.
Nice.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
Somebody wants to know why Nick continues to put emphasis on the word black when he says it.
Steve, we've had this conversation before.
African American baby. I'm sorry.
Anybody who says the blacks, watch out.
Blacks
for
rule.
Anybody who says, listen, my canine ears perk up when I hear gentlemen over 50 gonna say something like, yeah, the blacks when I was,
there's some heavy R's in that man's.
Just, we're gonna have to watch you. My antennas are up, bro. Be careful. Tread lighter. Okay, Steve, I gotta go do stuff like get haircuts and
fair enough,
wedding preparations and stuff. So,
perfect.
Is there any signing off you need to do?
No, is there any signing off you need to do? I got another hour.
During the break, I'm going to make a quick sweep, see if I could find any more babies.
Okay.
White or otherwise.
I was going to say, you better work on your retraction statement. YouTube says, foot in mouth, bro. Abort.
It was a casual observation.
Omaha. Oh,
man. Nick. Nick's like, Compton. Compton? Really, Nick?
The text line is 38-31-93-9. Roll along, Midday's Marcus Maven on 99 The Ville.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.